What makes a book get picked up whilst others never make it?
Exactly what I've just said, sadly. It's the lack of writing skills, usually. It takes 10 years to learn to write a novel. We're talking about fiction now. People seem to think they can knock something out within a year or two, and they get frustrated because they're sitting there making revisions, you know, night after night, you know, as long as they've got a day job as well. It's exhausting. It's really trying. The thing is, it's about the practice, and it's about going on writing courses and learning the craft. Until you do that, it's impossible to knock out a novel that's going to get picked up. It's really that simple.
So I've got an email for you from an agent. It says, thank you for your story. However, I don't believe that I'm the right fit to represent you. Is this a polite way of saying, no thanks, the story is bad? Or indeed, do they believe that they are not the right fit?
It doesn't mean the story is bad. I wouldn't look at it in a negative light. I'd really look upon it as it's not the right fit. There may be other things they've got on their list which clash. It's usually the case with publishers as well, because if there's something similar on their list, they may not want to buy a similar title again, because then there's going to be a clash. So it's quite common, and it's also subjective. It's down to the agent and their personal taste and which genres they work in. So it's really, really important to look into the agency you're submitting to, see what they represent already, see whether they cover the genres you're writing, and make sure it's a good fit. That will help a great deal. And make sure your work is ready. Don't send it out too soon.
But if you're going to reject a manuscript, how do you word your rejection letters?
That's between me and the authors I reject. I'm really sorry. As politely as possible. I feel terrible because for years and years, I've been doing this for 16 years. And I think for the first 10, I reply to absolutely everybody. I got to a point where I just couldn't. I had interns and assistants and who would deal with it, and I would deal with it too. In the old days, it was physically posting mountains and mountains of manuscripts back. Now it's all on, you know, electronics, so it's a lot easier. But it's one of the hardest parts of my job. I really, really hate it. But you know, it's what can I do? It's part and parcel of what I do, sadly.
Yeah, is that why these days I find that agencies say, if we're interested in your work, we'll contact you? That's another way of saying, if we're not interested, well, we're going to politely be quiet.
It's not so much being quiet, it's the fact that they've looked at it and they literally don't have the time or resources to respond to absolutely everybody. Because what people forget is agents don't get paid to do this. Neither do our assistants and interns. We only get paid when we sell your book. So it's a commission-based business. So it's all about managing time and resources, to be honest with you. It's not personal. It's the most expeditious way of saying, look, your work has been considered, but sadly, in this instance, we're not going to be able to take it forward. And if we are, we'll contact you. I call in a lot of manuscripts. And then I spend months being chased by people because I haven't had a chance to read them. So it's it happens. We do call things in. I call in lots of stuff, you know.
What's your top tips then for sending manuscripts to agents?
Make sure it's not an early draft. Seriously, I cannot reiterate this enough. Make sure it's you're on draft, like draft 500. Seriously, you will hate your manuscript by the time you send it to an agent, and that's how it should be. You should be sick of it. You should never want to look at it again. And that takes a long, long time, because a lot of people are so in love with their creative process, with the creativity, you know, and creating it and what they've created. They're obsessed with it. And it's, you know, the next best thing. Thing is, you need time away from that. So leave it and read it after a couple of months. Out loud to yourself, alone, and you will be your own harshest critic, and it will sound different.
What do you think about ghostwriters?
I think they're fabulous.
So we have lots of people with great ideas, not much time to write or don't know how to write, and they reach out to a ghostwriter, have this fabulous manuscript. It's not going to be necessarily in their tone, because obviously they haven't written it. When they submit the work of a ghostwriter as an agent, are you totally okay with that?
Yeah, so long as I'm an ex-lawyer, so long as there's transparency, I'm happy with anything. So I prefer transparency. I wouldn't like somebody to pass off something they haven't written as their own. I don't think, morally anyway, personally, I would not appreciate that. Everybody's different. Some agents may not care, but it's a very personal thing. The other thing is ghostwriters are primarily used for nonfiction. So I'd be surprised if somebody is using one for fiction, but anything is possible. So, you know, anything and everything. And I know of a well-known writer who did once upon a time, not one of mine. anything goes, you know, there really are no rules. Uh-huh. You create the rules.
When it comes to writing, and there's lots of us in quarantine right now, so we're a lot of people are looking for different ways to express themselves. Writing is one of them. Is there such a thing as a natural born writer?
It's like saying, is there such a thing as a natural born healer, doctor, I don't know, architect? They all have to learn. It takes years of practice, and writing is exactly the same. You may be born with an incredibly fertile imagination where you're just constantly bombarded with amazing ideas. And you're very blessed in that case. But you'd still have to learn the craft, hone the skills, have the tool set in order to knock out a fantastic book. Because the ideas alone won't support it. You need the foundation and the infrastructure. You know, it's like anything else writing. People seem to think, I know I'm going to play guitar and I'm going to be phenomenal in a year or 6 months. Sure, you can learn, you know, the chords, numbered chords, and it's really easy, and you'll be able to play 5 or 10 songs. Great, but they'll be very simple chords. But if you practice and you do that for years and years, say 10 years down the line, imagine how phenomenal you would be. It's exactly the same with writing. It's not given. Some people may have a gift, but it will be that more imagination, or they may have some natural ability to write. But I can guarantee you, those people are usually journalists, and they've been writing for years and years and years as part of their job. So they've honed the skill there. So there's always a reason.
Mm-hmm. So then you recommend writing classes, I suppose?
Yeah, very much so. I think they're of great value, even if it's online, whichever way you wish to learn, do it. And then perhaps join a critique group, a writer's group, which will help as well, because it's so subjective. Writers live in their heads like most creatives. And it's a really crowded place, your head. So it's mm-hmm. lovely to kind of have that objectivity.
So people have great story ideas all the time, but not all of them make it into books. How can we test our ideas before we reach out to an agent like yourself?
Having an idea is one thing. Wanting to see it through is quite another. So whether you can have the focus and the determination, ask yourself why you want to write. Why do you want to see this idea come to fruition? And if it's a huge part of yourself and it's a compulsion to do this, then yes, run with it. Because I truly believe in creativity being a source that you tap into. It's within you, but it's something you've got to peel away the layers and discover. A lot of people don't feel like that. I think they seem to think they've got to sit down and bang out 5,000 words a day or else. It depends on why you want to do it, to be honest. It is subjective. If you feel the world needs to hear this voice and this story, you will find a way. You will find the time, the dedication. I've had people write to me, I mean, submissions from, I'm not joking, right across the board, all professions. Surgeons saying, well, I've finished in theatre and I've got a few hours, so I'm writing my novel. Incredible cover letters, which I love because it gives you an insight into somebody's world. And you get people working at the post office saying, you know, I've got this dream and I've got to write this novel. So there's a compulsion within them. Something is driving them. And if you don't have that drive, you won't do it. It's really simple. It'll be a flash in the pan of an idea. You'll move on to something else and you'll find something that excites you. It's got to excite you. It's got to make your heart beat faster. Otherwise, don't do it.
And on the cover letter itself, how important is it to structure that email that you're going to receive as well as the query letter rightly?
Really, really important. That's a window on you. It helps agency where you're coming from. I love knowing why you're writing your, you know, novel or your piece of nonfiction. I really, really am intrigued. It's really important to me. And also a little bit about yourself, your background, any writing experience, which is vital. You know, even without that kind of information, I can usually work out if it's an early draft or not. But it does help. If you've got writing experience or you've entered writing competitions, perhaps, you know, you were second, third, first, any writing experience at all, please do mention it, because it will only work in your favour. It makes me take you more seriously, because I think, okay, this is vocational. You really want to do this. You care about this because you've made the effort to go forth, put yourself on the line, enter these competitions, and wow, you've done well. Well, well done for trying. Even if you didn't do well, the point is you've tried. Or if you've taken any writing classes or courses, it shows willing and it shows you want to learn. And you'd be a great person to work with as an editor as well. If people are not willing to listen, it does make it very, very hard, because it's a compromise. It's a two-way street. There's respect. And if you're advising a writer and they're being adamant and not listening, it makes it very, very difficult to work with them.
And what are your non-negotiables? Or the manuscript itself?
It depends. If it's something, are we talking genre? Or what are we discussing?
It's genre? Like, let's start with that.
It depends. I don't represent, for example, erotic fiction. And there's a great marketplace for it. But it's not something that sits with my current list, which was primarily children's. And that's, you know, and non-fiction and some fiction as well. So it doesn't kind of fit in with what I do. I think it's great. There's a huge market. Perhaps I should move into it. But it doesn't feel like the right time for me. It's not something I'm... Other genres, I think historical memoirs, historical non-fiction, I wouldn't be interested in either. So there are quite a lot. Military. So there are quite specific. Poetry I don't represent, which I love, but I don't. And picture books, I don't represent at all. I did many, many years ago, but I kind of moved on to middle grade and YA, and I'm very much into fiction. YA fiction. YA is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. I've been told often that it's not enough to do great writing. You've got to be saleable. You've got to have a great social media platform. Is that true?
Yes, more now so than I think 6 months ago, perhaps. We live in a world that's transformed. It's changed dramatically. We all know that. We've lived through it. Everybody's got their own personal experience of the global pandemic. Prior to that, publishers always wanted you to have a platform, because it showed you were serious, and that you've got, you know, people who are engaging with you. Therefore, they may be interested in your work. And also, it's a great promotional tool. With debut writers, publishers don't tend to spend, you know, here's a, you know, six-figure sum for your marketing and PR. Run with it, darling. You know, sell some books. It's not like that anymore. 10 years ago, you'd get a decent amount of money for part of your, you know, I could negotiate that in advance and stuff for marketing and PR, but now you really don't. It's hard, especially for debut writers. So they want you to have a platform. They want you to have an active platform. They want you to have huge numbers of followers. Because now, more than ever, after the whole, well, the pandemic that's still ongoing, a lot of PR and marketing is being done online. So the reach is even greater. And people's habits have changed dramatically. Even working from home, it means they can flick into social media when they want. They haven't got their boss pouring over their neck. So life has transformed dramatically. If you look at all the psychological elements of this, it's absolutely phenomenal. So whereas some social media platforms were kind of like, yeah, it's fun, it's a hobby, I like to get to know other writers, I can interact with them, it's really good. A lot of writers I know kind of felt like that, but now it's actually really, really important. It's it gives you a voice and it gives you potential engagement with prospective readers. So the audiences, build your audience. It's worth it.
What do you recommend writers who want to have a manuscript accepted by a publishing house start to build their profile up like?
Literally just engaging with people on social media. I mean, I don't know. I don't have thousands of followers, I'll be honest, because I'm juggling two businesses and a million other things. So I don't spend that kind of time on social media. I'm not an expert. I'm sorry, I can't answer how to build your following. I guess with engagement, being authentic, being yourself, and are speaking to people who work or promote social media, asking friends who perhaps work in this field, you know, just seeking out advice or Googling everything as I do.
I suppose a lot of people do the same. Yasmin, thank you for your time today. Excellent advice.